Strong Poison by Dorothy L. Sayers. Read by Ian Carmichael. Chapter 1. There were crimson roses on the bench. They looked like splashes of blood. The judge was an old man, so old he seemed to have outlived time and change and death. His parrot face and parrot voice were dry like his old, heavily veined hands. His scarlet robe clashed harsh with the crimson of the roses. He had sat for 3 days in the stuffy court, but he showed no sign of fatigue. He did not look at the prisoner as he gathered his notes into a neat sheaf and turned to address the jury, but the prisoner looked at him. Her eyes, like dark smudges under the heavy square brows, seemed equally without fear and without hope. They waited.
Members of the jury.
The patient old eyes seemed to sum them up and take stock of their united intelligence. 3 respectable tradesmen, a tall, argumentative one, a stout, embarrassed one with a drooping moustache, and an unhappy one with a bad cold. A director of a large company, anxious not to waste valuable time, a publican, incongruously cheerful, 2 youngish men of the artisan class, a nondescript elderly man of educated appearance, who might have been anything, an artist with a red beard disguising a weak chin, 3 women, an elderly spinster, a stout, capable woman who kept a sweet shop, and a harassed wife and mother, whose thoughts seemed to be continually straying to her abandoned hearth.
Members of the jury, you have listened with great patience and attention to the evidence in this very distressing case, and it is now my duty to sum up the facts and arguments which have been put before you by...